Hi, this is Pete Tsironis with Dots and Bridges, and I'm with my colleague and friend, Jeff Mercurio, Strategic Partnership Coordinator at OnPoint Consulting. Great to see you, Jeff.
Great to see you, Pete.
I'm fired up to chat with you. We are together in Hershey, Pennsylvania for the Imagination Executive Leadership Conference 2024. I know it was your second one. It's going to date myself, but it probably was like my 20 plus one going back to my days. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about it because as we kick off this calendar year, to do a little business development, networking, and kind of get a sense as the new fiscal year's upon us, you know, what are those hot topics?
Well, going back a second time was kind of surreal because it really is like a reunion with all of your best industry and
great
government
friends. Great word.
And you see familiar faces. It really solidified my role at OnPoint as looking at strategic partnerships and getting to have those conversations with both industry and government officials in real life, in person. So I thought that that was a really good opportunity. It was really, really fun. I still met a lot of new people, but I have a huge laundry list of all of the people I got reconnected with and got to kind of revive some conversations with.
I'm going to write a question down or a topic. Let's make sure we hit, because I think you just said something that's critical, right? You go to these events. I always say it's a frenetic kind of environment. There's a lot of, yeah, let's go grab coffee, or I'll catch you tonight, or let's get together when we're back in DC. So let's talk a little bit, or maybe blend that in, of how you do follow-up, because I think that's important. And there's a lot too. And then it's also crafting that conversation on the specific topic. But yes, there's work to do after, right? Oh. There were so many sessions, right, across those tracks. Give me one or two that really struck you as you were hearing something different than maybe a session or two.
Yeah, I would say one session that really stuck out to me is the opening keynote by Dominique Dawes, a multiple gold medal winner. Gave a really good inspirational talk in the beginning to kick off the event. But another session that I really enjoyed was this Making AI Real, a year in review of what's ahead. There were speakers from DHS and NASA, state, transportation. They gave really hard and physical examples of how artificial intelligence is being used in government. Exactly 1 year later after the executive order came out, when we were at ELC last year, when we heard that it came out. And it was either examples regarding how AI is being used for hiring purposes or data transformation, maybe employee or customer experience improvement, and just making workflows better and more efficient. And I really appreciated that because I think this is kind of what we've been waiting for, is to kind of see, okay, We are all aware of AI, right? But how is it being implemented and actually utilized in the workforce?
Yeah, that's pretty exciting to hear, right? Gosh, wow, it's been a year since that executive order came out.
Right.
Yeah, October 30 of 2023. Crazy. And for our audience, Jeff and I have, over the course of the year, talked a lot about a couple key documents, right? Memorandum 2410, which spoke to the governance, innovation, and risk management use of AI. And then just recently, right before ELC, they came out, OMB, that is Office of Management and Budget, with 24-18, and that is the Advancing the Responsible Acquisition of AI in Government. And I think that's, to me, the progress when you look back. You brought up great examples of just use cases, capabilities. It'll be interesting a year from now, right? Because we'll see even more. I think people are still trying to figure out what do they need and why, and then to apply it to that mission. And maybe if I can ask you, as wearing your OnPoint hat, that's something that's important to you to hear, right? Because you're not going to go in and say, we can help you meet the mandate. We kind of need to know, what are you just trying to do here? What problems do you want to solve? And do you have a sense of how AI can help? Or do you want us to help turn on that light bulb? Is that something that you're excited about doing as a company?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we always say at OnPoint, we are extremely mission-driven. Many companies say that, but we really take time to learn about the mission and to really be part of it. And we don't just want to give you this cool tool. We want to increase the engagement or the overall positive experience of the people in the society that your mission touches. I'm a firm believer that the AI hype is not over, but AI is going to continue to develop. And now I think we're all getting into this kind of movement toward actually utilizing this tool or these tools that are obviously not going to stop evolving.
I think it maybe a word could be actionable use of, right?
Yeah.
I think we've spent a year, you and I, talking about there's this thing now that's helping us. Now we have tools. It's not just ChatGPT. There's terms like inference and large language models, and people are talking about all these new terms. But that's part of it, right? Learning the vernacular. I had the pleasure and honor of leading a panel myself on a mission that I think is pretty relevant, and that was climate change and the impact that climate change is having, environmental impact on our lives. And our panel, which I was honored, you introduced me, was titled From Data to Action, the Role of Cloud Computing, Artificial Intelligence, and High Performance Computing in Climate Change Mitigation and Adaptation. Emphasis on the word adaptation. We had a wonderful panel of Vera Ashworth, Chair of the Climate Change Community of Interest, Sunny Westcott, Chief Meteorologist at the Infrastructure Security Division at CISA, DHS, Dan Pomeroy, Deputy Associate Director, Office of Technology Policy, GSA, and Chris Ritter, Director of the Digital Innovation Center of Excellence, Idaho National Lab. We really tried to convey that this is the type of mission, whether it's climate change, whether it's transportation, whether it's the energy sector or water, wastewater, how are technologies like AI and HPC going to help enable that prediction, or prescriptively, how do we mitigate what may happen from an environmental perspective? I thought the panel was a rock star panel. How did that theme resonate with you, Jeff?
I love seeing climate-based sessions and topics be highlighted at these kinds of events, specifically surrounding right technology, because I'm being a scientist myself. I have just grown up knowing and understanding the fact that we live in this environment, right? We literally live in a physical environment that is always undergoing some kind of climate, and any change to that environment has physical impacts. And so that's something I've always understood and appreciated. And I think it's important to have sessions like this because it's definitely not something that many people think of. All the speakers were great, but Sunny Westcott, the chief meteorologist at CISA, wow, gave such a really good perspective and such a passionate input surrounding the whole idea of when we're looking for places to build data centers, we have to consider climate, right? It can't be too windy, or if there are going to be wind turbines, it has to be windy enough, or that kind of thing, right? We can't put a data center where there are going to be hurricanes and typhoons all the time. Like, you can't do that. Sunny gave a really good perspective on the fact that there is a lot more that goes into these kinds of decisions, even just where we're going to build. And of course, I thought it was awesome and serendipitous that her name is Sunny. And I went up to her, I'm like, were you born Sunny? And she said, yep, I was. This is all just a happy accident. So that was just really cool. But yeah, that was definitely one thing I took away from. And I think that other people should really consider more.
Well, let me just say, we were celebrating the community of interest at ACT-IAC Climate Change. And yes, we're trying to focus on climate change, but how technology can, again, accelerate the mitigation of those environmental risks, sea level rises, extreme weather events you mentioned, water scarcity, loss of biodiversity, disruption to food systems. There are a lot of capabilities, and agencies are building tools. Just to give a shout out, the National Risk Index, the Climate Informed National Risk Index, the U.S. Climate Resilience Toolkit. I just think you and I have talked in this discussion alone how technologies like, whether it's data center, cloud computing, carbon footprint of your energy usage and demand, wanting to have better analytics. If you're the Department of Homeland Security and you have an office in Tornado Alley or in the Rust Belt, like, climate change to me really does represent the type of mission that most technologies can help with, that adaptation and risk mitigation.
Absolutely.
Does that resonate with you as an industry person who, in the world of consulting, helps you think differently about the conversations you have with some of the people that you're going to follow up with, whether it's around climate change or something else?
I mean, technology touches every aspect of our lives, and it's easy to forget that we live inside of a biosphere where climate changes, and technology is a tool that we have created to help us mitigate or adapt, right, to what is going to happen, what has happened, to understanding how we can impact lives around us and actually save lives. If we can predict better, we can evacuate areas earlier, right? That is where technology can help us. And I think about it all the time. And even just having the language, the vernacular, just to talk about it and to get other people aware, even if you're not in the technology space or industry or government, it's important to understand that you're always being touched by those things.
Well, I'm gonna summarize my takeaway, and then I'll ask you your kind of parting shot or a call to action. But I will say to the audience, one of the facts we brought up on our panel was just in 2024 alone. This is from NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. 24 events this in 2024 so far, $61.3 billion and 418 deaths, not including Milton or Helene, two events you brought up that are catastrophic. Excuse me. But you hit on the thing to me that strikes a chord, which is at the end of the day, it's about when you humanize a topic, it's about extending life.
Right.
Saving lives. And I think that's what my takeaway from ELC was. So many things littered with technologies and solutions, but the key is to make sure it's being applied to the mission that agency is addressing, and no agency has the same needs, generally speaking. So anyway, parting shots. What do you think is a key takeaway other than we talked earlier about you have some follow-up? What are you going to do next based on everything you learned?
Yeah, I do have plenty of follow-up still. I'm still working on getting through all that. I think my parting shot would be, if this sounds like something that's interesting to you, our next meeting for the Climate Change COI is on November 18th, 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a brand new COI. Pete co-leads it with Vera Ashworth at GAO. And I think you'll learn a lot and have a really good experience.
I think ACT-IAC, the community, and the events like ELC are really to bring communities together. Okay. Awesome chat. Can't wait to see you at the upcoming climate activities. And I appreciate you taking some time today, and I'll see you real soon.
Yeah, of course. Talk to you soon, Pete.